As you might know, last year the biggest gong at the Oscars, or the biggest film at the Oscars, I should say, went to... Wait, I'm not sure what the biggest... Yeah, film at the, one of the best films at the Oscars went to director Sean Baker for his film Anora. But about a decade prior, Baker made his name with Tangerine, an ultra-low-budget feature that he shot entirely on his iPhone. Now, if you're keen to participate in the art of smartphone filmmaking, Australia's SF3 or Smartphone Flick Fest is absolutely the best way to get started. Here to discuss more is Festival Director Angela Blake. Angela, have we got you?
You have. Hi, Rupert.
How's it going? Thanks so much for coming on.
Oh, thank you. And I love that intro because, you know, not saying that if you make a film on your phone, you're going to win an Oscar, but hey, you might.
Who knows? Who knows? So the first thing that I wanted to ask is the SF3 concept is super novel. It's super novel, but at the same time, it's sort of like super obvious. Like, why is this not... Everybody's got the ability to make a film now, so why aren't there more festivals like this? So where did it come from? Where did the... What's the history behind the festival?
Yeah, so I launched it 11 years ago, and at that time, no one was doing it, or hardly anybody. And I'd been living in America for a couple of years, and I actually have an undergrad in communication and journalism, and I had to make a documentary. And halfway through it, my DSLR overheated and I just bought the iPhone the day before. So I was like, oh, thank God. I pulled that out, finished all the interviews on the iPhone and you couldn't tell what was shot on what. It was really amazing. And then, so that idea was in my head and then people were dabbling in it. And then moving back to Australia, I just realized that the entry platform to get into filmmaking is so ridiculously high. I mean, a small budget for a small film is $50,000 and just nobody has that or all the connections. And so my partner, Ali, and I, we wanted to change that completely and we wanted to break down all those barriers and we realized smartphones were going to be the way. And then 11 years later, I mean, look what the phone companies are doing now. It's really amazing what you can do on a phone.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I really struggle to tell the difference. I don't know if that's just my lack of... I'm an easily impressed person.
That's
but
a good
I,
way to
I,
be.
I really struggle to tell the difference. And it's interesting because I'm somebody who's had sort of a casual interest in film. And like, it's so funny because at a time where filmmaking, as you say, has never been easier, I have felt that pressure to be like, should I even bother? Because I don't have like the best DSLR or whatever. You know what I mean? So I think that, I don't know, it's so cool to see a festival that's set up explicitly to break down that barrier.
Thank you. I mean, that's exactly why we launched them. We say at SF3, the only barrier to making a film now is yourself because everybody has access. If they don't own a phone, they have access to one. For our kids categories, you know, we allow tablets. They're all shooting on tablets in schools now. There is absolutely nothing stopping you except yourself. And then if you came along to SF3 and see these films shot on the tiniest screens in the world, up on the biggest screens in the world, you have no idea. Even all the projectionists at our cinemas are like, are you sure, you know, these are shot on phones? And we're like, yes, they're definitely, they're just so amazing on a big screen. People don't know they're watching stuff on Netflix that is shot on phones. It's kind of, you know, everywhere and it's so accessible. And so I think, Rupert, it's time for you to make a film on your phone.
Oh, maybe. This is the push that I need. I mean, well, that leads in well to the next question because entries are still open, as I understand, if that's right, for this year's festival.
They are. Yeah, we've just announced a new venue partnership, actually, with the Sydney Opera House. And with that venue partnership, our live season has been pushed to February. And we're really hoping that that announcement is going to inspire a lot of filmmakers around the world, in particular our local Sydney and New South Wales filmmakers, to pick up their phones and make a film to screen at the most iconic venue in the world. So we've got a deadline now of October the 1st.
October the 1st. I can do that. I can probably do that.
You can.
I'll go back to you, Angela. I don't know if I'm going to make anything good, but I'll give it a stab. Before we wrap up, do you have any, if you're somebody who's listening right now and this has piqued your interest, you think maybe I'm going to make a film, what advice do you have for somebody looking to enter the competition?
Yeah, the advice that I have, people always ask me, what phone do I need? I don't have the latest phone. At SF3, we say you just need the phone that you currently have or the tablet that you have because it's all about story and it's about how you're going to choose to tell it. That's number one. Number two is how do you become a filmmaker? And you become one by making films. And, you know, they don't have to be great. You just actually have to put in the work and do it. And it's a lot of fun. And then three, I'd say you don't need any accessories. You don't need anything, but there are some great stuff on the market. We do recommend if you want to get a microphone, get your sound good. And then if everyone wants to check out Blackmagic Camera, they do all the huge Hollywood cameras. They actually have a completely free app available on all phones. And that's going to take your phone and just turn it into a really professional little camera. So I recommend, you know, if people are thinking, still some people say to me, oh, you know, phones aren't good enough. Well, they are, A, but B, these apps are free and really amazing. So look out for those as well. But do it. That's my number one advice. Just do it.
Yeah, maybe that's it, isn't it? I feel like so many people will... It's just that inertia point of actually getting going. And once they're going, they're away. Angela, thank you so much for coming on. This is a really awesome initiative. You've got me thinking about getting back into trying to shoot some films again with my friends. And hopefully you've inspired some other people as well who've been listening. I'm sure you have.
Thank you so much for having me. And just to tell everyone, we're open for all ages. So we have kids and adults. My oldest filmmaker this year has been 79, down to 5. So we cover everyone. So anyone who's listening, spread the word, make a film for us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Angela. That was Angela Blake joining me to discuss the SF3 Film Festival, of which she is the founder and director, that is now accepting submissions until the 1st of October, if I remember correctly. And, you know, I might have a go. If I'm going to have a go, you should have a go because, you know, I'm a mediocre filmmaker and I'm feeling inspired by Angela's pep talk just now. So if you're somebody who's got an itch to scratch about making films, this is your cue to go and do it. For more info, head to 2ser.com where we'll have the full story, this full story with links to the festival website and submission information.